Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hoop-ball.com presentation. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, and we're back again. Another game of the road trip. Of course, before I get into it all, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter at Lyle Swithenbank, LyleSwithenbank, and at Hoopball Pels is the show. As I started with, probably got a little bit ahead of myself before properly introducing myself. We lost again against the Detroit Pistons. So, unfortunately, the Pelicans' losing streak continues. Like the individual game, it's a game of runs, the glorious game of basketball that we adore. So is the season. We seem to win a few and then lose a few and then win one, lose one, lose another one. Unfortunately, we weren't good enough today, and we were defeated by a scrappy Detroit Pistons. If you remember from yesterday, that I did the last podcast, I gave no assurances. I said, I'm not going to say anything about beating this team because we probably won't, and I was correct. So we ended up falling short 123 to 112. After a hot start, we started really fast and unfortunately burnt out a little bit too quickly. In that famous scene with Paul Walker and Vin Diesel, and he presses the NOS a little bit too early, and Vin Diesel looks over to him when they're having a little drag race in Fast and Furious, and he says, "Too soon." We were exactly that, too soon. Fast and Furious, eat your heart out. The Pelicans sprung out to a lead. The first quarter, we started 40-30, and we were on. That was really impressive. Unfortunately, second quarter, we hit, a speed hump a little bit. And don't mind all the car and racing puns, the Motor City, obviously, in Detroit. For those that hadn't been picking up what I was putting down. Second quarter, 22 points. 30-34, Detroit started really getting going. Third quarter with 27-33. Fourth quarter, 23-26 in favor of Detroit. Ended up losing by 11 points. Because as we know, a 15-point lead is never enough for our very special Pelicans. And they were not spectacular tonight. Big game from Josh Jackson off the bench for them. With 21 points, he was really good. Lengthy shooting guard after being on the scrap heap for a number of years at the Suns, and then sort of came out for it in the Memphis breakout towards the end of last season, and then signed a bit of a deal with Detroit. But he was very good. They got some scrap. Mason Plumlee had a triple double. His first career triple double. I love when we give people their first. Record-breaking three-point nights, triple-doubles for your center. He had 17 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, which you love to see. All of their starters, except Wayne Ellington, were in double figures. But they had, I'm not even going to try to say his name, Mihailik, I think it's pronounced, had 18 points off the bench. He averages 6 points a game. And Josh Jackson had 21. Dennis Smith Jr. also finished with 9, just short of double figures. Bay, Grant, Darrell Wright, and DeLon Wright, pardon me. I'm getting them all mixed up. That's how much Detroit I watch. And Mason, Mason Plumlee, of course, all having double figures. 6 players in double figures. Not real impressive. We head over to the Pelicans' box score. Brandon Ingram, 26, 4 rebounds, 7 assists and a steal. 7 of 19 shooting. He was cold for the middle part of the game. Started so hot in the first quarter and then just disappeared. And that was disappointing. Zion Williamson, solid again with 26, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 10 of 20 shooting. So not his best shooting night, but it was okay. Bledsoe had a horrendous night. 31 minutes, 6 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. A tragic 1 of 9 shooting, all from 3-point range, which was just lovely to see. Missed a couple of free throws as well and had didn't have any turnovers, but you know, it was bad enough. Lonzo Ball had a pretty average night, 13 points with 5 turnovers. He was no good. Steven Adams was good, 29 minutes tonight, 13 and 12 boards. He was active all night and, you know, we sort of let him down by not playing that well. I think he was a player of the game in the end, for the Pelicans anyway. Kyra Lewis Jr. had 16 minutes off the bench, 10 points, 2 assists and 4 steals. 4 of 9 shooting, including 2 3-pointers. He was fantastic. I want him to play all of the minutes because he was really, really good. And there were some guys that were just putrid. Nikhil had some bright sparks. He only played 8 minutes, but, you know, he didn't have any turnovers. It looked like he did. He probably caused a couple himself. Redick was just, he's a shell of himself, honestly. He looks so bad. Josh Hart's 3-point shot is broken. I don't care what anyone says. He couldn't hit a barn door with a sniper rifle. He is not real good from the corner. Maybe he'd be better from somewhere else. It's unfortunate for Josh Hart. And unfortunate for the Pels because, you know, this was a game that you probably could have come out and won. But, you know, this Detroit side did take the Lakers to, I think, overtime twice. And they're a scrappy side. And that's the thing. People are counting them out. But they've got a whole heap of high upside guys that just needed the right situation. Someone that believed in them in Dwayne Casey, who was coach of the year before he was sacked by the Raptors. And that was only a couple of years ago. And we know he's a good coach. So, you know, at the end of the day, you live and you learn. On to the next. It's a away game again. So, you know, I'm not too invested. I could whinge and carry on, and you know I'm good at that. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that today, because what's the point? Because there's some fans of Detroit who'll be going, yes, that was fantastic. Look at us beat Zion Williamson, and we're lucky enough that we have Zion Williamson, so we get to see him every night. Not real good for the standings. I mean, we fall to 11 and 15. They're 8 and 19 in the East. So, not really impressive by our standards. We're now still at 13th, but tied for 14th with OKC and 12th as well with Houston. So, we're only a game out of 11th, 2 games out of 10th, and about 4 games behind Memphis for 9th, if that. 2.5 games behind Memphis, pardon me. They've only played 22 games, whereas we have played 26. It's probably due to some postponements. What I liked from the team is that the offense isn't broken. You know, we talked about this inability to shoot threes and put up scores. You know, we put up another 110 tonight, which is a respectable score. It's 112, pardon me. A lot of teams aren't getting that regularly, and we're doing that okay. The issue is that we can't stop them on the other end, and it really was another one of those nights where you let an average team hit shots. You know, Sadiq Bey lit us up from 3-point line, and we know he's a good shooter. He hit 7 of 7 the other night. He hit five of seven, I think, tonight, or five of eight from three tonight. And the inability to take away the three-point shot, it haunts you. It absolutely haunts you because you can't have this mentality that, okay, well, they might start missing. You need to affect them. You need to chase them off the three-point line. And Antonio Daniels said it perfectly in the call, is that you need to follow the shooter over screens. We have this, I don't know why we think that these guys are going to miss. They're professional basketball players, and we give them 2 foot of space. That's enough. It's more than enough for a good, an average shooter to get a good shot off. And it's disappointing because we're not recognizing, we're not adjusting. And Stan can only do so much. He can't go out and check into the game as much as we probably could want him to with his that video of all of his mad handles that went around a little while ago. But we can't rely on Stan other than making his calls that he does. You know, he calls the sets and he tells you what you need to do. Half the time it's up to the, well, 90% of the time it's up to the players to go out and execute, I reckon. And if the players aren't going to do that, well, whose fault is it? Whose fault is it really? We can't just blame the coach because we sacked Alvin and then we still lose. So, hang on, who's the people that haven't changed? Well, go figure.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Overall, a disappointing game, but it's a learning game as well. We saw some great moves from Zion. You know, he was hammered all night. He played on Jeremy Grant, who looks like an absolute star. He gambling on yourself pays off. You know, they threw a whole heap of cash at him after they signed a whole heap of centers. They promised him that he'd be number one option, and he's the 22nd ranked scoring leader in the league. So not a bad little gamble on yourself. $20 million a year for him as well. And you know, he showed out. He was good. Zion, yeah, was a bright spark. Kyra, his ability to pick the pockets, I love that. And he played tonight. And Dennis Smith Jr., I don't know why he thinks he's a tough guy or anything like that. He was picked 9 by Dallas. They picked Luka the next year and instantly shipped him out to team him up with Porzingis, and it's put a chip on his shoulder. He didn't play much at the Knicks. He kept getting overlooked. He wanted to go down into the G League and play, and instead they traded him for Derrick Rose. And he's got that chip on his shoulder and started chirping and carrying on. And oh, well done. You managed to try to bully a 19-year-old who actually made you look silly because he had a better stat line. And wasn't going to back down to you. So I love that from Kyra. He's got a bit of grit, a bit of shit on his liver, as we say down here. And that's great. It's really good from him to see that he stands up. You know, Josh Jackson tried to spank the ball out of bounds at one point, but it was goaltend. So Kyra turned around and looked at him. He's like, "You're nothing, mate. Good on you for slapping a ball that's on the way down. If you're any good, you would have slapped it on the way up." Well, I mean, I may be ad-libbing as to what he said, but, you know, that's the sort of grit you want. You want the hustle. And all of a sudden, you get Nikhil and you get Kyra out there, and we go on a run. And then we take him out, and the starters come out. Eric Bledsoe starts throwing bricks again, and Lonzo does nothing. So, who should we be playing? I think we start playing the guys that want to be there, that want to play, that want to show a bit of grit and a bit of hustle. Because at the moment, the guys that come out there, even for spot minutes, they're not performing. I saw a really good tweet, and apologies, I forgot who I saw said it. It was in one of the threads. And he talked about the rotations as well. And he made a really good point about the fact that Zion has small breaks, but a couple intermittent breaks, whereas B.I. has a really long one. And so he starts really hot and then has such a long time on the bench that it ices him. And all of a sudden he just disappears. And we've seen that time and time again. We go, well, why can't he hit in the second and third quarter when our offense goes through him so much? Well, it's because he's sitting down and we've iced him. And then when he comes back out, it takes him a little while to see the ball go back in. I commented it when I was watching it. There was a moment when it was a dead ball, but B.I. just threw it back in. It was in the last quarter. It went in the bucket. And all of a sudden, it was at the third quarter, right before the buzzer. And he stepped into a three-pointer and splashed it. And it was because the shooters need to see the ball go in to stay hot, to stay ready. It's a psychological thing, I suppose. I don't know. I'm not a psychologist. But as soon as a guy sees the ball go in the bucket, they can score. And that was something B.I. needed to see. And all of a sudden, he finished with a pretty respectable game. But his middle two quarters are average. And I think we need to tweak it a little bit to see whether or not giving him similar rotations to Zion in that he gets shorter bursts and then plays in the key minutes down the stretch. Well, maybe that's something we do. I'm not sure. But no doubt Stan will be back to the drawing board trying to work out what he's going to do. He commented in the press conference after the game that he's going to have to look back at the rotations. Will that mean we see Melly or Jackson Hayes? I don't know. Maybe we do to shake it up. Maybe we see some Wenyen Gabriel or Sindarius Thornwell. I don't know. There's guys that are there that are ready. Do they play? Well, who knows? Do you play Kyra 20 minutes and Nikhil 20 minutes and you cull the JJ Redick minutes? You reduce Eric Bledsoe's because he's forgotten how to shoot again. Who knows? Because he's settling. Eric Bledsoe plays best when he's downhill. We know this. We've seen it. So does Lonzo. And then they settle. I don't know. Were they scared of Mason Plumlee? Because I'm not. He had a great game, but he's not a difference maker. He's not running into Steven Adams. He's a big unit, but he shouldn't be the one that triple doubles on you. That's for sure. All credit to Mason though, because good on him. It's a big effort to get a triple double, especially as a center, and or as anyone. You know, that's a big milestone. But still, go at him. Their backup center was that young Stewart fella, and he had 5 fouls and he played well, but he's still a young guy. These guys are ones that are veterans. They've been around the league, so we need to see a bit more out of the vets, and hopefully we can do a bit more damage. You know, we're probably about a quarter of the way through the season now. 25, what would that work out as? Yeah, 50's half, and then 75. So we're a third of the way through the season. 72 games this year, so it's gone quickly. But if we have any chance of getting into that 10th spot to maybe trigger a play, and if we're interested in doing that, then we want to do it quickly. Otherwise, we start playing the young guys, we start moving some pieces and see what we can get for them. And then we get another high draft pick. I'm sure there's some good players this year as well that we can we could go after the high lottery pick. But what can you do? It's just another game. We move on to the next game, which is on We don't have a back-to-back. We have a little rest. We have another national game. Fantastic. Against the Memphis Grizzlies. I think we're over there. Yep, we're in Memphis, Tennessee. The FedEx Forum will take them on Tuesday night, American time, Wednesday morning for me, on ESPN. So I assume it's a national game. Looking forward to seeing them match up with the Grizzlies. They're 11-11. We're 11-15. We love when we play them because we usually play pretty well. But touch wood that we work out how to defend. Jonas Valanciunas has been on an absolute tear, so he's a guy that we need to be worried about, because after the 20 minutes we saw of him lighting us up before his minutes limit kicked in, he then followed it up with a 27-23 game. And he hasn't really looked back. He's been pretty good. They're coming off a good win against the Kings today as well, on Valentine's Day, where JV had 25-13. So it's a team that plays big, and we like playing them, but we need to execute, and we can't make it so easy for them. So before I jump into the three keys of the game, of course, I need to thank the sponsors. MyBookie.ag, use the code HOOPBALL, give you a deposit match, 50% of what you put in, $10, gives you $5 free. So you got $15 to punt with, which is fantastic. Plenty of NBA and other sports, no doubt, over there to go and have a look. They use Bitcoin as well. So if you're into all that crypto carry on, I don't know about Dogecoin. I'm sure you could probably wrangle it. You can use all of that as well, and apparently quick withdrawals. I don't know, we've had sports betting in Australia for a while, so I don't really understand all of the fandangled carry-on that they have over there, but apparently they're the best, so make sure you sign up and use them. And, of course, our friends at manscaped.com. If you're feeling a bit feral, go and check out manscaped.com. Hoopball20, HOOPBALL20. Is the code, and that'll give you 20% off and free shipping, because shipping is expensive, and so is life. So go and get 20% off when you can. Cut corners. Enjoy it. Go and get yourself a nice shaver. I saw a video of it. You can run it under a tap if you're that into it, you know? All the places you go scuba diving, and you could use this this shaver. But anyway, I digress. The three keys to the game. Number one, give Kyra all of the minutes. I think I've been saying this for the last, I don't know, 6 weeks since they started giving him all of the minutes. He was fantastic. He has a great change of pace. He has confidence beyond his years. He's the only bloke that gives a dang about the defense, and he was good. And he plays against guys that are three times his size. He's happy to go inside. He's happy to go outside. He knows when to make the right pass. And I just think he's so good. And we got him at a steal at 13. I think a whole heap of teams would be going, what have we done here by not picking him up? Number two is, whatever's going on in the rotation needs to be sorted out quickly, because it's all over the shop. We're icing our own players. We can't have that. We need to keep the offense ticking over, and the defense. If the guys don't want to play defense, then get off. That needs to be the ultimatum that Stan's going to give it to you. You can run off screens and attempt average three-pointers, but if you're not going to defend at the other end, well then, you need to sit on the bench alongside Stan, because it's not good enough anymore. And you can't just keep giving guys minutes who aren't deserving of them. Number three is, I suppose a follow-on of that is, we need to play defense. We have to chase guys off the three-point line. We aren't a good three-point shooting team. They shot over 50% from three. Again, another team that is just belting us from three-point line. And they're not even that good of a three-point shooting team. You know, you have a look at the shooting today. They shot 48% from three. 17 of 35. We shot 9 of 35. You can't have it. If we're not going to be able to answer them, and you know your three-point shooting's not happening, well, you need to be aware of that. You need to, what is it, KYP, Antonio Daniels special. You need to know your personnel. If they're going to shoot threes, chase them off. Don't go under screens for the shooters. Make them dribble the ball, because it's harder to shoot when you're moving with the ball. You've got a monster in Steven Adams. You've got big unit in Zion Williamson. You've got Billy coming off the bench. You've got big units there that are happy to sacrifice. We've seen these guys take charges. We saw Billy take two today. Guys are willing to sacrifice for one another. We just need to earn it and trust each other. NBA players will hit threes when they're left open and allowed to get into their rhythm. That's pretty much part of their job. That's one thing I've learned watching the NBA, is that these guys are pretty good at basketball. We need to respect that. But we'll take on Memphis. We've got a couple of days to, we've got a day to prepare, and no doubt we'll be back into it. But anyway, that's enough about Carry On. Hopefully next game will be better. As always, I am Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, LyleSwithenbank, at Hoopball Pels is the show. This is the Pelican Scoop, a hoop-ball.com presentation. Guys, look after yourselves. Sorry to hear Mardi Gras cancelled for the guys in New Orleans. We'll try to get it all sorted next year, no doubt, when the vaccine kicks in. And things give us a bit of normality. But anyway, look after yourselves. Bye for now.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.